book tells us the Balak brings Bilam to different places that he should be able to curse Klal Yisrael. The Kavdali Misham. So he takes it to one place, and Bilam opens his mouth and says, Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov Mishkinesecha Yisrael. How beautiful are the tents of Jacob Mishkinesecha Yisrael. We know this is one of the most well-known psukim. Bilam said many, many things, but this thing is taken from Bilam's mouth. Okay, obviously, it's with the nevuah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Bilam seeing of what's going on. And Bilam says this famous pasuk, says this famous meimra, and we, as Klal Yisrael, open up our tefillah. We want to massage our tefillah. We open our tefillah in the morning with this pasuk of Matoivu Ayalecha Yaakov Mishkanei Sechei Yisrael. Pella the Gazar. The second thing we have to understand, the parasha of Bilam and Balak, Chazal tell us the Balak was Zoicha, the Gemara tells us in Hoirius Yudam Beis Nazir Chof Gimel Beis, the Gemara says that Bishvil Membeis Mizbechois, the 42 Mizbechois that Balak prepared of Kabbanis Zocha Mimenu Mashiach Sikeinu, came from Balak. Rus Amoyev, Rus came out from him. Egloin was Moyav. From Rus came Melech Mashiach. From the Balak comes Melech Mashiach. Rabbi says, Lo Yumik Yisupa. Two men plotted together, were in the same scheme of things. Balak and Bilam. Balak goes on to bring Melech HaMashiach. Bilam goes on to be burning, says the Gemara, in Gittin, in Zerah Reisachas, hot Zerah. The end, they start on the same path with Chayra, and yet they end off, Rabbi Sai, total diverse, total different endings. What my haloi davahu? We have the famous Chazal, the famous story in the Torah. Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'osoim, Bilam's on the way, Rabbi Sai, and Hashem makes a tremendous neis. He opens the mouth of the donkey, and the donkey talks. So it's one of the most peladic Zachar, Rabbi Sai. This neis that Hashem does, opening the mouth of the donkey, that the donkey speaks. We have to understand that also. And many other things, but we're a little bit strapped for time, but Be'ez Hashem. So the Yisoid I want to say, Rabbi Sai, is a very, very big Indian. The chilah between Balak and Bilam, the difference between them, Rabbi Sai, was that Balak came into it and went about hiring out Bilam and going about this whole fiasco of trying to get rid of Klal Yisrael. It didn't come out of a hatred of Klal Yisrael. It came out of a feeling of his tafkid, his achrayah, his responsibility as melech. As Rashi brings down the psukim, Balak said, "Vagashenu min haaretz." I just want to get him off the land. Bilam said, "Get him off the universe." Bilam hated them more. Balak, in his whole, if you look through the psukim, as you go through the many rides, of Balak's whole agenda was not dafka to destroy Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has a tafkid. Klal Yisrael, he understands that. He was just coming as a melech to protect his nation. And that right as a melech, that is the responsibility of a melech. A melech is responsible for his arm. And a melech Balak was coming from a pure intent. Hence the fact that the parish is called Parashas Bo, we name it Parashah. It came from a pure intent to protect his nation. And then when he offered up the Korbanos, even though Bilam also took place in the Korbanos, but Balak's intention was all for one thing, as a protector, as a king, fulfilling his tafkin, fulfilling his achrayus. And achrayus is the yisod that brings fulfilling your achrayus and your tafkin. That's the that yisod of achrayus is the yisod of malchus rabbeisa. The Targum in Parashat Vayechi says that why was Yehuda the one that from him is going to come the offspring of Melech HaMashiach? The Targum says because he admitted to the Aveira of Tamar, and in that he was Zeichet to Malchus. He took responsibility for his actions. When you take responsibility over yourself, you take it over your nation, that's Malchus Rabbeisa. Malchus is a higher level of responsibility Rabbeisa. Melech HaMashiach comes with Bullock to grant responsibility to become his tafkin as Melech. But Bilam had a different tafkin. His tafkin was supposed to be a Novi, as Rashi says. And there he failed royally. Because of Midas Rosh, whatever it was, his koyach, of which could have been used to become his tafkin, his responsibility, his achrayas to the world. Rashi says he was given an achrayas, that the Umas HaOlam didn't have a Novi. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Novi for Klal Yisrael, to bring in the tachas of a Novi, is nivs for Sam. Novi comes the word from lips, that the point of a Novi is to use his mouth, his koyach of his mouth, the koyach hapeh, in order to help guide and give direction and give instruction to whoever he has to speak to. Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, Bilam's tafkin was supposed to be, but because he was so, because he didn't work on his midas and didn't work on himself, Memela, the reflection that came out from his mouth was the reflection of his insult, and that was klala, that was curse, that was looking down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was poseh pi ha'osoyim, because this he had such an important tafkid. Bilam had such an important tafkid, and he was going to use his mouth in the most disgusting way. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him that if you're going to use your mouth like this, you're nothing but a behemoth that talks. And in that, he was supposed to learn the lesson that he's mamish going against his tafkid. Be'emes kimat mefurish, this Yisrael was saying, but it's in the Rashi. Rashi says that the malach, there was a malach standing there with a sword, pointing to Bilam. And what was the vart? Rashi, what was he carrying, a sword? He was showing, he was saying, he's kind of machlif, his umas, the umas of klayas, so klayas, the umas of davening, of peh. Their umas of the oilam is with the sword. Meaning to say that there was a achlofas ha'umnis. And this was the whole lesson of the Pia Asun also. That you being machlif, your umas, everybody has a umnis, everybody has a tafkin, everybody has an important tafkin, and Bilam's tafkin was the greatest. The mayor of the Pia Asun was coming to get into his psyche. The pair that you have, if you're not going to use it for your tafkid, you're nothing but a donkey, you're an animal that talks. And this is the gaz of Matoy Voyalech, I want to say, Rabbi Yisrael. But Bilam saw this was not only was it was a stira to his whole Matzias, Rabbi Yisrael. Matoy Voyalech is Muriy de Garash, Rabbi Yisrael. What's the two Lashon? Matoy Voyalech, Yankiv. We'll say a little drash in one, but I think the drash has a mashmoy, has a stira, Matoy Voyalech. He saw their Pesachs, their openings, weren't facing each other. That's Matoy V'Alech. What's Mishkin Oysech Yisrael? So Rashi says before in Matoy V'Mishkin Oysech Yisrael that he saw Roa Kol Shevet Shoichin L'Shvat, Rashi says before. Mishkin, I want to touch that. I'm touching the Mishkin Oysech, but Rashi says the difference before. Shoichin L'Shvat of Roa Kol Shevet Shoichin L'Shvat Shoichin L'Atzma V'Enemu Rovim. He saw the Shevet called Shevet sitting by itself, unique to itself, and not mixed. The tremendous Seder of each Shevet. And he saw Pischeim, the Mechavon Zelazer. On that he said, Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov, the Oyalim. I want to tell him, Rashi didn't say it, but I want to tell him maybe a Kanej. If you that Rashi, Mishkan Oysecha Yisrael is the Mishkan of Klal Yisrael, around the Mishkan, each Shevet and Shevet in its right place. And the Yisoy being the boys, and this is the Yisoy. What's the goddess that tents are not facing? The whole world understands privacy. What's the goddess of Mishkan Oysech Yisrael? What's the big god Toivu Alecha? The goddess is not the fact that Shemshuto is privacy, it's good, but I think there's another Knech. The Knech is the boys that everybody looks inside and into their tafkid, what they have to do in this world. The whole world were about looking to the other person, looking to somebody else to find what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to fear our lives. The whole world looks to the neighbor, to the guy next door. What type of car does he have? That's the car I buy. What type of, you know, I remember I was a kid, they used to have a, they had these comic books, these books. They had like little comics. There was a man named Mayor Dave Bird looks at people. That was the name of the book. So there was a piece over there. Two guys are next to each other and they're standing. He's one guy standing on the fence with his kid. He's not such a rich guy, but he has a house. He sees his neighbor bringing in these tractors coming in, and he says, "Oh, what's going on, Dave?" He's with the neighbor who was looking on a little jealous. He sees tractors coming in, going to the backyard. So he says, Bill, say, says to his neighbor, Dave, what's going on? Well, you know, he says very, very, well, we're putting in our swimming pool. We're, it's summer's coming. We're putting, you know, this guy's burning up. You know, the neighbor's putting, you know, what's going to be with him? Oh, very nice, very nice. Oh, that's very nice. I'm happy you finally got a pool. We have an indoor swimming pool, you know, to make it better. So the kid, like 11, says, Dad, is our flooded basement the indoor swimming pool? And it kicks the kid, shut up, kid, you know, like, the kids, but the whole life we're living, because we have to be better than the next, and our whole status of who we are is always living on what's doing by Yen. It's like that all over, but so he has, you know, he has a new car on the block, okay, he has to get the new car. Everything is, we're living, you know, with what's doing, going by the neighbor, by the guy around you. And the mice is so official dover of Boisai. It's a toys, because everybody we know as an individual Tafkin, he has a mission in life of Boisai. Everybody has their own mission. And he was given the Kalim for his mission. And if he looks at it the right way, what his mission is, he became that, then he has the greatest portion, because it, clapping his mission, he only he can accomplish it. The Kaisa is not looking to the neighbor to find who they should be. They look inwards. Not mechuvanim. That's the pshat of boys. And it goes very good. Shoychin l'shvatav mishkreisach Yisrael the chaniyah of kol shevet. They're not meuriv. What the shvatav not meuriv? The pshat is every shevet, as we know, had their individuality with their flag, with their degel of who they are. Yisachar was him, and Zvulun was there. Everybody had their tafkid and had their mission. And this was so impressive to Bilam. I don't know if it came from the Mu'ah, but this was a whole steer to what Bilam was doing now. And this is what we say in the beginning of Rabbi Yisrael every single day. We come in the morning, Rabbi Yisrael. We start our day, Rabbi Yisrael. Everybody comes into the same shul with the same look, the same Brasilino hat, whatever, the same talit, the weighing on their head. And everybody says, hey, you know, okay, we're all down, but you know, it's a tzibur. But so much love, why is my tzibur? The terrorist is known, but say, everybody with their nesyonis, with their tafki, they have to dive in, they have to start their day and focus on ma toivu alecha. What is my agenda for myself? What do I have to accomplish? I might look over the shoulder, how many blad is he doing, and what is he doing in life? In Lamaisa, I have to know my agenda, my tafki, what I have to accomplish in this world, boy. And the only way I'm going to feel sipuk, and the only way I'm going to steig, and the only way I'm going to accomplish in this world, Rabbi Yisrael, and move forward, is if I tap into that agenda, that mission that I'm supposed to be doing. The parasha ends off. A famous Yisrael, the parasha ends off that after Bill and this also answer the card, that's why he wanted to mess him up with Znus, because Klai was Kedushin, and their mission is to build Kedusha to the world. So he tapped them because Bilam himself was so corrupt in his own mission, he tried to destroy the mission of Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael was supposed to bring Kedusha to the world. What he said, I'll give you an Eitzah, what to do, go ahead and bring Zima to them. It's just the opposite of what Klai Yisrael was about, because it was mamish, came from his corruption that he had inside of him, of he himself was living a wrong life. He understood that Be'etzmi should have been a Navi B'Yisrael, and here he was cohabiting with his donkey and living a life of an animal. And the Meila says, very geshmak, after this whole story, what does it say? Be'liv, ayokum bilam, vayelach v'yoshalim kaima. I always say, what's the pshat of Be'etzmi? It's a mesh moyadik and mesh chachma. The mesh chachma says in Parshas, the Meshech Chochma says in Parashat Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu leaves Beis Lavan, 20 years he was there, Beis Lavan. Yaakov Avinu, imagine being around Yaakov Avinu, a person being around an Adam Gadol for 20 minutes was you get inspired. You imagine living by an Adam Gadol, right? There's a Yid over here, Moshe Weiss, his father, who spent time by the Hedek of Yehuda Segal, Yosef Segal, the Manchester Shiva. How much hashpah is that he spent years, a few years, but not every day, but whatever, but he spent months for sure in his immediate presence. Yaakov Avinu was by base love 20 years of Boisat. Yaakov Avinu, we're not talking about Stama. Yaakov Avinu, can you imagine? What does the Pasuk say with Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov halach l'darkoi, his derech, his agenda he has to accomplish. The love and shove them koimoi to the exact, Dr. Meshach Chochot, he went back to the, he should have been inspired. He should have changed his life. The Yoshev shoved them koimoi. The Pasuk says, after Bilam tries to curse many times, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts something else in his mouth, he puts his real mission in his mouth. His mission is to bring toiva, to prophesize good, to bring good to the world. You would think about that. He tried something and nothing happened. He would change. V'shteit in the Chazal. V'yokom Bilam. V'yokom Bilam. V'yelech. V'yoshav l'mkoymoy. Went back to the exact same place. I'm going to write what I said. V'gam Bolok holach l'darkoy. L'shitas is beautiful. Bolok continued on his way because Bolok was accomplishing his mission as a melech. And that's what he's going to Melech HaMashiach. Of a Bilam, you have to put this in the shiz. Everything up there, but Bilam shoved them koymoi. The mice is very geshmak, as the Chazal say. The Medrash says Bilam zulavon reboisa. So lava continued in the same ways. Shoved them koymoi. He returned to his apple. No impression, no change, no difference. Reboisa. He stayed in the back. Everybody has to find reboisa their mission. Everybody has a mission in this world. If they don't tap into that mission, reboisa. They were given the Kalim. I spoke in America, I was telling over, it's like the guy, he's a soldier. And he's given the mission to go into Gaza. And why they gave him the mission? Because he has special feet. They don't make too much noise. And he has to go in slowly into Gaza and take out a few terrorists. Only he could do it because he was born with those feet. You know, very, very low decibel feet. And they make no noise feet, he does. Mamish, he's gonna have a good marriage. But anyway, when he comes in late at night, other guys, you know, they're like, you know, the neighbors hear them when they come in at night. Anyway, the kids are, but so he was given those things because he could become this mission of Boisai. Everybody has a mission of Boisai. I said, everybody has a sipuk, Rabbi Yisrael. Everybody has something that talks to them, Rabbi Yisrael. Heinen choyel, heinen koyedesh. And we have to tap into that koyel, Rabbi Yisrael. That's going to give us chiyus. I said, over Murray, the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael. This mice everybody has to hear. The Gemara, first of all, says in Brachos, Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Unbelievable Gemara. I said this Gemara, somebody after asked me, where's this Gemara? Murray, no one speaks about this Gemara. Esa kol osa yofa bi'itot. Like the Pasuk in Kehelas, Hashem made everything nice in its time. Melamed sheyipa laHakadosh Baruch Hu l'kol echav echlum nosa b'ponav. Hashem made nice, made geshmak. Everybody, to what umnis that he has supposed to do in this world? Because the tachlis of everybody is to have an umnis something, and then through that umnis, he's supposed to can bring out Godless Hashem. Like just like the Chavos Avos Rosh, Hashem made a variety of different types of fruits. It's not one. You go to the supermarket, there's grapes, there's apples. Each one, when you see variety, there's humanity of Hashem. When there's variety in Bnei Adam, each one had different umnis, but from that umnis, they have a different type, and that umnis talks to them, and through that umnis, they're going to bring out Kiddush Hashem. How and where? That's the mission, Rabbi said. And Hashem was miyad. To call Elva Echad. He made nice, he made geshmak. Rashi says, the bursi, the tanner, the guy who works with the smelly skins. The Gemara says, the Chagiga Dalid, that he can't go up, he's potter from Leah the Regel. Because the halach is you have to be able to go up with everybody. No one's going up with the tanner, by side, unless you have clothespins for your nose. He stinks. How could it be? I always said, guys, I have to tell me what plum is. I don't like to hug them too much, but when I see them. But anyway, the Maisa, I went to one of the plum just recently, and he took off his shirt, he had to take off his shirt before I could hug him. Anyway, the Maisa, he's in the tzoya all day, Rabbi said. Mamish, it's not tzoya resachas, what the Gemara said, but he's in the tzoya, he jumps in there with a geshmak. Into the tzoya with a geshmak. You think about it, Hashem, why would a guy want to do this? Okay, they pay very well. But Suchar, Asoy Vishal Dov, Mamish, The guy was ligging in the sugi, he was ligging in Tzaya today. Ligging in it. 5 hours. It's a pella. But he has a mission, and that mission talks to him. And for that he has chiyas, and for that he's going to become. I have a murder, my mice I told over to him. Many years ago, I used to speak to Tolner Rebbe. Tolner Rebbe is a big master mechanic. Still alive, lives in Rav David Yal. Anyway, he has a chassidus over there. He speaks, he's a pitaka, unbelievable in chinuch. The Talmud Rebbe had a certain. I was speaking to him about a certain chinuch. I was talking to him. So he said, I just got back from a bris. He tells me, he said he got back from a bris. Who's the bris? He told me the bris was a son of a big Rosh Yeshiva, a grandson of a big Rosh Yeshiva in Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak Yeshiva with all the pitchif kids, as they said. So why would they machaber the Talmud Rebbe with the Sandikos? He said, I'll tell you why. He says, you'll ask me, I'll tell you why. He just told me with his mouth, I just got back. He said, what happened is like this. About 6 years ago, this boy was about 16 years old, and his father said, his father came to me, all for brun, he's went to a lot of people, kids in Yeshiva with the Borsalino hat, everything, but he has no chias. So he says to the Talmud Rebbe, I heard you're a pekech and chinah, maybe you can help me. The Talmud Rebbe said to him, listen, I'm a busy man, you're a busy man. We don't want to waste the time. You're going to listen to what I have to say? Okay, if not. So she was, you know, he said, okay, listen, he thought. So he said, listen, I want you to go to a library. He's like, you know, she was like all nervous already. And get some encyclopedia. He's like, shake, what's this dos? You gotta get encyclopedias. He said, today they have a full help and everything. Get three or four encyclopedias, and I want you to take your son. Your son should go through the encyclopedias, the cultural encyclopedia, and every picture that interests him, he should write down the pictures like a visit. Bekitza. So he goes, and they come back a week later. They did the assignment. They got the size quickly out of the house after, but they had the assignment, and he has the pictures. What are the pictures? Pictures are all of cars, but not stam, the kishkes of the cars. So the Talmud Rebbe says this to Shiva, we made a deal, right? I have the eitzah, I think there's going to be, you'll see a change in your son. I have a friend, a person that I know, he has a garage in Ramat Gan. I want you to take your son, and I could speak to him before, and he's going to go there, and I want him to work, take off his suit, hat, everything. Put on those overalls and get those wrench and get into the kishka. And he should work in car into the kishka of the cars. And you see, he'll start to have a chias. Kitzer, Talmud Rebbe said they just invited to the wrist. What happened? This guy started doing that on the side. He got into it. He continued learning yeshiva. All of a sudden, there was a different chias for this bracha. He's now in koilel. He just had a baby. His life changed around. They invited me to be sandik, and once a week, he takes off his clothes. His coiled uniform, and he goes to Ramat Gan, and he gets into the car kishkas of the cars, and he takes out the wrench, and he's working in the oil. No one will know if you go to Ramat Gan. It could be even today, Rabbi Yisrael. You'll see a guy who looks with a nice long beard. In case you know, he has to make sure to stay straight. He ties his beard to the car. Anyway, the Maisa, but he's sitting there working on the car. I said, the person has a mission. The person has to talk to a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that through these things, a person could see Hashem develop Hashem. We have to understand that sometimes music. Everybody has to know what it is. But in Torah also, that's where everybody said. I say over always, the pasuk says this. We're ending everybody said. The pasuk says in the beginning of Tehillim. The Torah says that's good if the person's not a B'zatzis Rishoyim and Moshe Blaitzim. Today, everything's so much Moshe Blaitzim out there. People want to be we're overcome with all the shtusim of the world, all the shtus. And Ashrei Ha'ish, how do we get away? How do we get it? That's what the Rambam is starting out. He's telling you that there's a world out there, that Ashrei Ha'ish, that there's a tremendous, tremendous pull towards Moshe Blaitzim and Moshe Rishoyim, all these things. But how do we get out of the Torah? So he said, you know how you get away from it? Can be Torah Hashem, so what's the teretz? How do you get out of it? So I saw a pshat in that pasuk. This is my taich in the whole sugi, but the pshat in that pasuk of Kim B'Toyes Hashem Chavtzoy, the Chaim de Shloim and Hakdama says like this: Kim B'Toyes Hashem is Chavtzoy, or the Sirasa Yega Yom V'Loila. If it remains just Toyes Hashem,
That's chavtzah. He's told you're in the mood, cheshek. Maybe you have no cheshek. You have a cheshek pill for me, or not. But if soirasa becomes his Torah, it's his Torah, it's his chelik in Torah, then yeger yom v'loyel, then he'll be masmin. This is the yisoyer boy. A person has to find their niche, their knetch, to get into Torah and to understand where their knetch in Torah, to find their knetch in Torah boy. And then it's yeger yom v'loyel. It has to become his boy. It has to become his Torah. Whether it's in halacha, whether whatever it is, but it becomes his. He masters it. Anyway, he masters that Torah. That's going to be yeger. That's going to be goyim hasmada boy. We have a mission. Everybody was born with a mission, a tafkid in this world, Rabbi Yisrael. Not to machlif umnis. That was the Yisrael. He was machlif his umnis. Bilam goes through a whole life, Rabbi Yisrael, and he ends up in Zerah Roisachas. You know why, Rabbi Yisrael? Because Soifa Shaldova, he missed the boat. He had an unbelievable tafkid to be able to be marbe, a tremendous kedusha. And he ended up bringing tumah, bringing pirza. He gets burned the Zerazas. Balak, and he shoved them koimai, he remained the same madrega, nor a donkey that talks. But Balak, halach ledarko, he had a derech, he was on a path, he had a mission. That's what we zoicha, the yotzim imenu, the shiach zikeru boisai. When we all can have our mission in this world, Yaakov Avinu says, and this is Mam Shaman, Yaakov Avinu says, he wants to bench everybody in Parash Vayichi. It was Nistam Yimenu. He wanted to Megal the Kates Mashiach, it says. He called all the kids together by Yechi, he wants to Megal the Kates Mashiach. So Rashi says, all of a sudden it was Nistam Yimenu. Then he started to Mevorach each one. So the Shaila is two different things. So some Mephoroshim say a beautiful pshat. He wanted to go ahead and Megal the Kates Mashiach. We know the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin there's two ways Mashiach can come. Be'itoi v'achishena. Be'itoi, there's a certain time. Kates. But in Daniel, say with Daniel, it's supposed to be written, whatever. Kates Mashiach. Megillah Gimel. Kates Mashiach. But there's also achishena any day, Rabbi said. And that's totally in our actions. So it's up to the front, beautiful. At first, Yaakov here was here to Megala Mashiach. So first he went about it. I tell you when Kates Mashiach is. Shem was this time. But there's another way to bring Mashiach. He told each and every one of them, he wasn't Mavor, he gave them, this is your tafkid, each Yevulin, each one, what they have to, their tikkun, what they have to fix up, what they're in this world for, their mission. He gave them their mission statement. And when they'll be able to accomplish that, each shave it and shave it, that will be Mashiach Zikeinu, Rabbi Yisrael. This is our charge now, Rabbi Yisrael. Of how we have to daven, that hopefully Beis Hashem should bring it soon. But service shall do, Rabbi Yisrael. It's torn our actions. If each one doesn't look to the Pesach of everybody else, if each one focuses on themselves, Matoiv Oyalecha, your Oyal, and you find your mission, you look for your mission, you find it, and you accomplish your mission. How do you know it? Because you see that your people are, you feel the enjoyment, you feel the Gishma, you feel the Sipuk. When you accomplish a mission to bring Kavod Shemayim in your unique way, and Be'ez Hashem, we all do it together, we'll see very surely Mashiach Zikeinu Mehevim Minon. Amen.